What's the difference between lust and love? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
There's nothing more debilitating, nothing more stultifying, nothing more harmful to the ability to love than pornography. You see, God wants you to love. Pornography is not based on love. It destroys love. It is based on lust. What's the difference? Lust wants to get. Love wants to give.
Welcome to Love Worth Finding, featuring profound truth simply stated by pastor, teacher, and author Adrian Rogers. There's a spiritual battle going on for the minds of our children who are being systematically seduced by the enemy. He wants to destroy our homes. That's why it's crucial to instill the Word of God into the hearts of our children. That's what Moses did. In the book of Hebrews, we learn that Moses chose purity even though he lived in a depraved society. How was he able to make that choice and maintain it? If you have your Bible, turn now to Hebrews chapter 11. We'll begin in verse 24 as we hear part two of the Moses principle. Again, here's Adrian Rogers.
Now, what I want to do is to show you that there can be no victory until you first of all make a personal choice and teach your children to make a personal choice. We're going to talk tonight about the choice that Moses made. And I want to give you tonight what I call the Moses principle. It's found here in Hebrews chapter 11. I want you to begin reading with me in verse 24. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, Moses chose by faith. Why have you have faith? You have to hear from God. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. Make no mistake about it. Moses had heard from God. And once Moses heard from God, then Moses was able to make a choice. Now, let me tell you something, parents. Satan's strategy is to keep your children away from hearing from God. Now, if your children do not hear from God, they cannot make a faith choice. And if your children do not make a faith choice, they're going to go down. They are going to fail. Because it is the Word of God that gets in your heart that enables you to overcome. Satan's chief weapon is to steal away the Word of God from the hearts and minds of young people. If you do not have a word from God, you will never, in my estimation, if you're a normal young person, overcome pornography. Never. If you're a grown man, you will not do it. Now, the devil has substituted all kinds of sources of authority. For example, there is relativism. Everything is relative. There's no fixed standard of right and wrong. Everything is moving. There is no fixed, solid standard. You want your children to live right? You want your children to do right? Parents, you had better inculcate in their hearts and in their minds there is a fixed standard of truth, and it is the Word of God. In today's society, it is not enough for you to put your hands on your hips and say, that is wrong. Why, Daddy? Don't ask me why, just because I said so. That won't work. You need to say, son, it is wrong to steal because God says so. It is wrong to commit adultery because God says so. You're to have a clean thought life because God says so. You're to put some rock-ribbed convictions in the heart of your children. Now, what are three treasures that I want to write upon my children's hearts? Three treasures, three things I want them to evaluate, I want them to see from the Word of God. First of all, the treasure of a clean heart. Your children need to understand how great it is to have a clean heart. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." When the heart is pure, God is real, and then we can have that incredible fellowship with God. I've thought about this. I can tell you that a clean heart, a pure heart, is the only kind of a heart that can have fellowship with God. And no pornography on earth is worth forfeiting fellowship with God. That's a treasure, to have fellowship with God. If you're into pornography, your fellowship with God is broken, you're in darkness, and you have no joy. Now, what is the evaluation? First of all, we need to teach our children the treasure of a clean heart. A clean heart is its own reward. But secondly, we need to teach them not only the treasure of a clean heart, but we need to teach them the treasure of true love. Now, these come in order. Only a clean heart can truly love. There's nothing more debilitating, nothing more stultifying, nothing more harmful to the ability to love than pornography. You see, God wants you to love. Pornography is not based on love. It destroys love. It is based on lust. Go to 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. It's of the world." Now, the highest good is to love. The great joy is to love. But we have a generation today that talks about making love, but they don't know the difference between love and lust. What's the difference? Lust wants to get. Love wants to give. I'm telling you, pornography is based on lust. It looks at people as though people are objects to be used to gratify one's selfishness. When a person feeds on pornography, he has no respect for himself. And it follows as night follows day that he can have no respect for other people. No person who puts garbage in his mind, in his body, has any respect for himself. And if a person has no respect for himself, herself, how do you expect them to have respect for other people? You see, the Bible says we're to love others as we love ourselves. Do you think it's wrong to love yourself? No. It's right and proper to love yourself. How can I love you as I love me unless I love me? And I'm not talking about standing in front of the mirror and singing, "How great thou art." You do that, you're sick. I'm saying that you ought to have some self-respect. You ought to have some love for yourself. And when you have love for yourself, then you're going to have love for others. Because you're going to want others to be treated as you would want your own self treated, your own self-respect. People who are into pornography look at other people, especially if they're men, look upon women as if they're objects for their own personal gratification, and they have no absolute love for them. They cannot have love for them because they don't have fellowship with God. How can they have fellowship with one another? Put it down big, put it down plain, put it down straight. People who treat sex lightly, treat sex lightly because they treat other people lightly. They have no respect for other people. It is a disdainful, trivial, and selfish attitude toward other people. Don't tell me that pornography is a private act. Don't tell me that pornography is a personal choice. Don't tell me that pornography is a victimless crime. Don't tell me that pornography is harmless entertainment. Put your daughter, your granddaughter out there as the object of some man's lust. I'm telling you, mister, that is somebody's daughter. That is somebody made in the image of Almighty God. Now, what are the treasures? What are the treasures that we wouldn't trade for anything? Number one, a clean heart. How wonderful to have a clean heart, to walk in the light, to have fellowship with God. Is any filth, any dirt, any pornography worth not having a clean heart? Number two, the ability to love. Don't you want to be able to love people? Don't you want other people to love you? I am telling you that pornography is the enemy of love. And here's the third treasure you need to write on the hearts of your children. The treasure of a godly family. Because you see, fellowship with God gives us the ability to love, and the ability to love enables us to have a family. God made the family before He made the government, before He made education, before He made the church. The family is the only part of the Garden of Eden that we have left, a monogamous family. That's the reason the devil has leveled all of the artillery of hell against the family. Nothing is more devastating to the family than pornography. A loving physical bond between husband and wife is God's great gift. Do you think God is opposed to the idea of sex? God created sex. It's God's idea. When God says not to look upon a woman, to lust after her, when God says flee fornication, when God says thou shalt not commit adultery, God is not trying to keep sex from us. He's keeping sex for us. It's God's great gift. You know, I feel so sorry for young people today. Young people today talk about going all the way. Friend, that is the one thing they do not do. You go all the way when you give yourself to somebody, heart, body, and soul, in a happy marriage. That is going all the way. But young people today don't know the difference between love and lust, and they've been saturated, as I say, by slime time television, a tidal wave of sludge. The sad thing is they miss the best. Young people, save yourself for the one you're going to marry. Look forward to a happy, monogamous marriage. You need to see what the treasures are. What are the treasures Moses chose? He chose by faith. He refused the pleasures of sin. He saw the reproach of Christ greater treasure than all the treasures of Egypt. What are they? They're so simple. The treasure of a clean heart. I wouldn't take anything for that. The treasure of the ability to love. The treasure of a godly home. Can you write that on the hearts of your children? Can you teach your children the value of a pure heart? Such a value. To have fellowship with God. To walk in the light. To be able to say nothing between my soul and the Savior. The first point is there must be a proper evaluation. That proper evaluation is going to come from the Word of God, and you will accept it by faith. Number two, there must be a clear choice. We must teach our children to choose. Hebrews 11, verses 24 and 25. By faith, when Moses was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pornography has a tremendous pull. And a person has to come to the place where he or she makes a clear decision. The Bible speaks of the pleasures of sin. Don't you be so foolish as to say to young people, there's no pleasure in sin. You're going against the Bible. There are the pleasures of sin. The devil is too smart to go fishing without any bait on his hook. There are pleasures and there are treasures. And you're going to have to choose between the two. It was not easy for Moses. It won't be easy for your kids. Mister, it will not be easy for you. And that's the reason you have to make a radical, dramatic, clear choice. Because if you don't choose, you're going down. Now, Moses had been doing some figuring. Look, if you will, in verse 23 of this same chapter. The Bible says he esteemed some things. He esteemed the riches of Christ greater treasure than the pleasures in Egypt. He's been thinking about it. He's got some things he's looking at. He says, well, here are the pleasures of Egypt. Here are the pleasures of sin. I can satisfy my physical lust. But then he looks over here. He sees the riches of Christ. He sees the glory of God. He sees satisfaction. He sees joy. He says, I'm going that way. I am going that way. Every man in this room, every woman, every boy, every girl needs to make a clear-cut choice. And if you don't choose, you're going down. Nobody is going to drift into purity in these days. You're going to have to choose. Now, what I'm trying to say is, number one, there must be a proper evaluation. You do that by faith. Number two, there must be a clear choice. Number three, there must be a determined refusal. A determined refusal. Go back again to Hebrews chapter 11 and notice that Moses not only chose, but he also refused. Now notice what it says. Verse 24, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. That means he refused all the pleasures of Egypt. Now listen to me carefully, and I want you to get the order. Moses refused in verse 24 because he chose, verse 25, because he had esteemed some things, and he made an evaluation. Now that's always the order. No one will refuse pornography until he first chooses righteousness, and no one will choose righteousness until he makes a proper evaluation and sees what really counts. Now, you're trying to tell your child, don't look at that. Don't go to this film. Don't do this thing. Don't. You say, I'm not going to let you do that. You can't go there. Why, Mama? Everybody else is going. No, you can't go, darling. You're fighting a losing battle. Do you ever try to take a nasty bone away from a dog? It's a good way to get bit. But I'll tell you how to get a bone away from a dog. Put a stake on the ground. Put a stake down there, and that dog will look at that stake and think about what he's got in his mouth. And what he will do, he'll go through a process. Step number one, evaluation. Step number two, choosing. Step number three, refusing. I want this. That's it. Even a dog has got that much sense. First he evaluates, then he chooses, and then he refuses. You are not going to lead your children until you take the same steps. They make a proper evaluation. Then they make a clear choice. And then they make a refusal. And they say, no, that's not for me. Have you made a refusal? You can if you want. But it's going to have to be depending upon God. Satan wants to destroy our families. What Satan wants to do is to defy God, defile the mind, devalue your children, and destroy your family. Young man, listen to me. God is not a cosmic killjoy. God loves you. God is not trying to keep you from true pleasure. He wants you to have true pleasure. God is a good God. Let me give you some verses. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 84, verse 11. For the Lord thy God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. Don't get an idea that when God sees anybody having fun, He moves in to break up the party. I've served Him long enough to know it pays to serve Jesus. I would not take anything from my relationship with Jesus Christ. I would not take anything from my relationship to my darling wife, Joyce. I would not take anything for those things that God wants for me. They are treasures and not trash. Now, this is the first message. Teaching your children to choose and then refuse after making a proper evaluation. You're going to have to get in their hearts and in their minds that a clean heart is its own reward, that the ability to love is the greatest gift that God gives, and pornography kills that, and the future hope of a wonderful home is the best thing they can have. It is God's highest good apart from heaven itself, and the devil wars against that. If you're a father, it is your major responsibility to guard your heart and protect your home.
Have you made a wise evaluation, a clear choice, and a determined refusal toward the pleasures of this world? You can only protect your family if you first guard your heart. If you have questions about who Jesus is, about what He means to you, please go to our Discover Jesus page at lwf.org/radio. You'll find resources there, materials, and a way to reach out to us and respond and leave a prayer request if you'd like. Just go to lwf.org/radio and click Discover Jesus. Now, for a complete copy of today's message on CD, you can order by calling 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Mention the title, The Moses Principle, when you get in touch. This message is also part of the powerful series, Guard Your Heart, Protect Your Home. If you'd like the complete collection, all four insightful messages, call that number, 1-877-LOVE-GOD, or go to lwf.org/radio. Or you can write us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Well, thank you for studying with us today in God's Word. And as you enjoy the rest of your day, I want to encourage you to remember, as Adrian Rogers said, nobody drifts into purity. You have to choose. Have you made the choice? Be sure to tune in next time for more real truth that never changes, right here on Love Worth Finding. We were so honored recently to receive a message from one of our country's veterans, and we want to share with you what he said. I tune into your program every chance I get. Your messages in response have been extremely helpful and calming as I try to rationalize the state of our great country. You have helped me in so many ways I can't explain. Thank you for preaching the word. We are honored to walk alongside listeners and provide profound messages and practical resources to help you through whatever difficulties you're facing. This month, as a thank you for your generous support, we want to send you our Overcomers booklet collection. Are you in the middle of a difficult season? Many are. This bundle includes five powerful, timely messages from Adrian Rogers that will inspire you to overcome the obstacles you face. Request this bundle when you call with a gift right now at 1-877-LOVE-GOD.